Wolf. You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
Greg, Mandy, and PT. I don't think we've been to Buffalo in a long time for a Facebook fight.
I don't even know if we've been to Buffalo at all.
And our listener, Sharon, sent this in.
Reminder, we couldn't do Facebook fights without you. I know we've got a lot of fans in Wolfpack in Buffalo, so I'm surprised. You see drama going down on Facebook, take a screenshot, shoot over to Mandy, at 1029thewolf.com.
All right, what are they fighting about on the Facebook pages in Buffalo, Mandy?
They're fighting because somebody wants to know why there aren't any classy restaurants there.
Well, I hope we're about to find out.
Just a reminder, all the names in this fight have been changed to protect the guilty. PT is going to be Drew. Greg is Gus, and Gus is the town redneck who thinks anything can be fancy if you wear nicer clothes.
I think there might be more than one redneck in Buffalo. There is just about everywhere.
Well, he's the town redneck. He wears the crown.
And you're going to play Lacey, Mandy.
I'm going to be Lacey. Now, she throws in some ideas for romance nights, if you know what I mean.
All right. Yikes. So let's welcome you to
Facebook Fight Theater.
Bravo.
Reach over and ring that bell. Thank you so much. Here we go.
Drew, serious question. Why doesn't Buffalo have a classy restaurant? They have Mexican Eats solidly covered and a few other nice places like the golf course restaurant. But I mean, for a nice evening out like King House in Delano, Mario's in Watertown, Zella's in Hutch, if I'm missing it, please let me know.
Gus, well, off the top of my head, there are 30 places in Buffalo to get food, and that's a lot.
Lacey, he's asking why we don't have a classy restaurant in Buffalo, not the quantity.
What's wrong with Subway? You want classy? You just wear nicer clothes when you go there.
Oh, shaking my head. My question was more ambiance related. Just wondering a nice place to take a date out here.
Holden, we got that Applebee's on 55.
God, doesn't anybody understand my question? Seriously, never mind. Tanya, when Clyde gives me the frisky eyebrow, we go to Power Buffet or House of Low. I always had good luck there afterwards, if you know what I mean. No, I really don't.
Drew, me and the missus have our alone time every second Saturday. Grandma watches the mini-me's, and nothing gets my gal in the mood more like the open hot beef at BJ's. We go doubles on the mashed potatoes and gravy, and then we stop by Caputi's Liquors for some rum chata for later.
Me and my old man like the Perkins for the steak and pepper skillet, but on romance nights, we get the curry stir-fry and sugar biscuits at Hot Walk. Me and my old lady, when it's date night, are partial to Boom Boom. I can't look at you guys. Me and my old lady, when it's date night, are partial to the Boom Boom wet sauce on our Fiesta.
This is a real menu item.
I know. Okay. Me and my old lady, when it's date night, are partial to the Boom Boom wet sauce on our Fiesta poppers at the Thirsty Buffalo. And then look out.
No more Ric Flair-ish.
Okay. Woo!
On why there aren't any classy restaurants in Buffalo, I think you all answered my question.
Yes! All right, sorry we can't keep a straight face on this show.
Holden, if you want to after the show, give me a call.
All right, that's our Facebook fight from Buffalo every morning at 7:25. As PT mentioned, we can't do these without you.
You see the drama going down? Send us a screenshot, Mandy at 1029thewolf.com or on our Facebook page.
And join us tomorrow join us tomorrow for another edition of the Wolf Wake Up Cruise
Facebook Fight Theater.
Bravo.
Woo!
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.